All right, it's iOS 13 time for everybody. If you'd like to see what's new in iOS 13 in this two-part series of what's new in iOS 13, the first part will cover the accessibility new features, and the second part would be all the mainstream and other new features you can find within iOS 13. So let's get this show on the road. Welcome to AppleViz Podcast, iOS 13 Special Edition. Hello, everybody. My name is Thomas Donva, also go by the name of Anonymous, and we are going to discuss what's new in iOS 13. This is part two of what's new in iOS 13 general features. So we will be covering all the different types of general and mainstream features that you may find in iOS 13. Of course, this is not all the new features, there are plenty more to cover. So without further ado, let's get going. The App Store has received some UI changes that you are going to need and note. So let me go to the App Store.
App Store.
Double tap this, open up.
App Store. Today, Tuesday, September 3rd. Heading.
The first thing you're going to hear is that you're in the Today's tab, which is the bottom left. However, the third tab over used to be the updates, where you can see all the new updates is available for your device. However, that's changed. So in that spot is now the Apple Arcade package.
Arcade, tab 4 of 5.
That is the new service that Apple is providing for a fee that you can pay on a monthly basis, allows you to play unlimited amount of games within the Arcade service. However, you're probably asking yourself, well, what happened to my updates? Well, they have moved that and it's buried deep. So you'll have to go to the bottom left for your today and make sure that is selected.
Selected. Today. Tab. 1 of 5.
Once you have selected that, top right should be your account.
My account. Button.
And double tap my account.
Account. Heading.
And you're going to swipe to the right until you get to the updates section.
Upcoming automatic updates. Heading.
And from here, it will show you if there's anything updating or has been updated. So these are pending updates that are coming. So let's take a look to the right.
Update all. Button.
You have the update all option.
Cardiogram. Heart health. Today. Bug fixes. Version 3.1.0. Bullet 59.8 megabytes. Button.
And to the right.
Update. Button.
There's your update button. Now you can double tap to update. A couple other things I want to show you if you go to that option here.
Cardiogram. Heart health.
If you now swipe up.
Delete.
You can now delete that app entirely. So you can remove it instead of having to go out to the home screen and delete it from there. So that is where they hid the update section. There is now a new option to optimize battery charging. What you do is you go into settings and then you go to battery.
Battery. Heading.
And from here, we're going to look for the battery health button. So swipe to the right until you get to battery health.
Battery health button.
And double tap here.
Phone batteries, like all battery, back button.
And then we're going to swipe to the right until you get to optimize battery charging.
Optimize battery charging on.
And I'll
double tap to toggle
settings. Yourself.
To reduce battery aging, iPhone learns from your daily charging routine so it can wait to finish charging past 80% until you need to use it.
So let's talk about this optimized battery charging. What is that exactly? So I'll try to put this into perspective how I or it worked for myself. First, let's start with battery habits. There are many different types of battery regimens that we do on a daily basis, okay? So for me, when I get up in the morning, I leave the phone on all day. I don't charge it until I get back to my bed, which is in the evening or late night, and then I put it on the charger. And then it stays on the charger throughout the whole night, and then the morning when I get up, it's ready to go, right? Simple enough. However, what Apple have found out, and there are many different ways to how to extend your battery life, and one of those things is what Apple wants to try to tackle. So let's see what's going on here, Sear. This option, what this is for, it is to help you when you are leaving your phone or device's iOS device on a charge on an extended period of time. This they have found by case. So in other words, if a phone or device, an iOS device, is on a charge at 100% for a long period of time, this degrades your battery life. And so they're helping you to prevent this from happening and to try to extend your battery life by doing this new method. And then what this method does is that, okay, so when I go to sleep, let's say 11 o'clock comes around, I put my charger onto the charger. And so then the phone will start to charge up. But what difference this will do, it will charge up to 80% and then it'll stop. It will know by my pattern over time, it will see, hey, he goes up typically around 7 a.m. So this means instead of doing 100%, let's just say from, I go to bed at 11. So let's just say it's 80% by, or 100% normally by 12:30 or 1 in the morning, it's not going to charge at 100% and leave it at 100% all those hours, because that is what's killing my battery life. Meaning, this new option, it will only charge up to 80%, and then about an hour or two before I get up, which is 7 a.m., it's going to figure out, hey, all right, he's going to get up typically around 7. So at about 5 or 6 a.m., it's going to start charging from 80% up to 100%. And that way, it will prevent from being on the charger at 100% too long. It doesn't matter if you top it off throughout the day. Now, of course, some people will say that it's not great on your battery life, that there are many different things, but we're just talking about this example. So another example is, say, okay, so it knows I go to bed at 11, right? Let's just say I am in bed earlier tonight. Maybe it's 9:30 or so. It will also notice that, hey, he's going to go to bed pretty soon because I've seen the pattern. And, oh, he got the battery on the charger for some reason. So I'm only going to go to 80% because I know he's not going to get up until the next day. Don't worry. So this is the whole point what I'm trying to make to you. If you see that your device is only going to 80% and it's not going past that, it's not your imagination. It's this option. And what it's trying to do is trying to protect you so it will extend the battery life. I'm also going to show you some other new options under battery. So let's go back out of here.
Battery. Back button.
Double tap.
Battery. Battery health. Button.
Let's go to the right until we get to the battery level.
Battery level. Heading. Swipe.
Now, in this area, you probably remember that it has all the information about your battery. So when it was used, like how much was done per hour and things like that. However, there are something new here. If I swipe to the up, just swipe up.
Describe chart.
Okay, I give you one finger double tap on this. It's going to describe the chart to me.
Hour versus battery percentage. The pitch of a tone represents battery percentage in the range 60.5% to 100%, and tones will play from hour 0 hour to 24 hour.
That's right. So it's going to play a tone, and we'll be able to hear how much of the battery activity we have used. Now, before we get to that, if I swipe one more time to the up.
Summarize numerical data.
You can summarize your data, so one finger double tap.
Minimum battery percentage of 60.5 with hour 5, maximum battery percentage of 100 with hour 9, mean battery percentage 88.188.
Interesting. Now if I swipe up one more time.
Describe data series.
Okay, one finger double tap.
Increasing, sinusoidal, strong association, no outliers.
Okay, I'm going to go up one more.
Play audiograph.
Aha, here's the tone that was telling you about, so let's double tap this.
Complete.
And that is the new option within battery. We now have a new option called low data option. I'll explain this. What you do is go to settings and then go to cellular.
Cellular.
And from here, we're going to go to the cell option.
Cellular data options. Roaming on. Button.
There's the cellular data option. Double tap that.
Voice and data. LTE. Volte on. Button.
We're going to find the low data saver.
Low data mode. Off.
There
double
it is.
Tap to toggle setting.
Low data mode.
Low data mode helps apps on your iPhone reduce their network data use.
This will, if you double tap this on, this is great for people that have limits on what you can have in terms of cell data. So if you have a cap every month, you probably want to turn this option on. And what that will do, it will force the apps to not access cell data as often. So for example, like Facebook, Twitter, things like that, it will access in the background less often than it typically does. Great option. There are two new features within contacts, which is kind of cool. If you create a new contact or edit a person in your contact list, if you go down to the relationship area, you're now able to search for hundreds of new relationship in one form or another how you're related to that person. Yes, there were some in there before. Now you got hundreds of different type of relationship now you can pin them to. And you can also assign an emoji to your contact user. So that is also a new feature. The control panel has made a little change. I'm going to show you what it is. So go to the control panel.
Control center, airplane mode, switch button, off.
Now I'm going to go to the right until I get to Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi, house off mouse negative 5G, switch button, on.
All right, so here's the Wi-Fi I'm on. So that is my Wi-Fi. If you want to change the Wi-Fi on the fly, here's the cool new thing. So do a 3D touch here.
Wi-Fi, heading.
Now this brings up a new Wi-Fi section. So this will list all the available Wi-Fi I can connect to. So let's go to the right here.
Selected, house off mouse negative 5G, button.
So there's my house of mouse one, and let's see what else we got in this area.
At 4Y8, F3K9, Brady 182, down home, button, direct L4 Fire TV, house off mouse, button, my Spectrum Wii Fifth 1, negative 2.
So those are all the Wi-Fis you have access in this area. So then what I do is just double tap on the other Wi-Fi, and it'll connect automatically. Now, the other cool thing is at the bottom of the screen here.
Wi-Fi settings, button.
Here's your Wi-Fi setting button, and that will take you right into the Wi-Fi setting area. Now, this also applies for Bluetooth. So let's go back out of here.
Bluetooth, tile, button.
So right now, it's connected to my tile. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to do a 3D touch on this.
Bluetooth, heading.
And then it'll give me all the available Bluetooth that I have access to.
There's a 2 sound link, not connected.
There's my headphones.
Not connected. Tronegative 98C, not connected. HT-CT-180, not
connected. There's my speaker bar.
Phonicom Pilot, not connected.
That's my hearing aid.
The mouse watch, connected.
And obviously to my watch. Now you can just double click any of those and it'll take you and connect you directly to Bluetooth. And this is so more accessible and then going through the settings.
Bluetooth settings, button.
And towards the bottom, you have your Bluetooth settings. So those are the new features you'll find in Control Panel. We're going to talk about dark mode. Yes, you'll probably be hearing a lot about dark mode. You'll go to settings, down to display and brightness.
Display and brightness.
And from here, you're going to go to the right.
Appearance. Heading.
Go under the appearance section and go to the right.
Selected. Light. Button.
You have two options. The first one is selected is light. And the second option.
Dark. Button.
Is dark. So light is what we had default. Dark is the dark mode, which means it darkens the screen, so everything is kind of a very dark hue looking. Probably be easier for those with low vision. Also, I think it will save some battery life as well. I want to show you one more thing that you can do with dark mode. You can schedule this. If you want it on all the time, you select one of those two items, or if you want to schedule it, you just go to the right here.
Automatic. On.
Turn that to on and go to the right.
Options. Light until sunset. Button.
And from here, you can double select.
Schedule times to change appearance automatically. iPhone may wait to transition until you are not using the screen.
This gives you the option to schedule it when it will come on. So I have mine come on at sunset until sunrise.
Selected. Sunset to sunrise.
Or if you want to go to the right.
Custom schedule.
You can just custom the schedule. A minor change for those that like the bedtime mode. They have changed this a little bit. Not to worry, it didn't go away. They just changed the name. I just want to make that aware to you. So under settings and do not disturb.
Do not disturb. Heading.
Now we'll go down to where it says dim lock screen.
Dim lock screen. Off. Schedule turns on do not disturb for the time period you select. Dim lock screen darkens the lock screen and sends notifications to notification center during that time.
So basically, the dim lock screen has replaced bedtime mode. So that is why you see the dim lock mode, and that's what it's used for. Within the Files apps, it has received some new changes in there as well. So you'll see a lot of new features in that app itself. One of my favorite is the zip. Yes, I can compress and uncompress a zip file. Let's take this example.
Documents.zip.
So we have a document on .zip. All you have to do is just do a one-finger double tap.
Selected. Documents.zip. 7.09 p.m., 68 kilobytes, zip archive file.
And then it creates a document folder because I called it document.zip. It will automatically assign and unzip for you into that folder. So let's look for the document folder.
Documents, in iCloud, folder.
And there it is. It's a folder now, so I double tap that.
Selected, documents, in iCloud, personal, back button.
And go to the right.
Documents, heading, Microsoft Low Vision. 7:14 p.m., 651.
Yep, so there's one file.
NFL DK 2019.
And there's my NFL cheat sheet for my fantasy football. That got uncompressed and puts it right into a folder for you. Now, if you want to compress a file and zip it, all you have to do is just swipe up.
Show context menu.
Go to context menu.
Dismiss context menu.
And then we're going to swipe down until we get to compress.
Compress button.
And double tap compress, and you're able to do zip. Yep, that's the new things you can find in the Files app. You now have a new app called Find My App. That is an app called just Find My that replaces the two apps that you're familiar with before, which is Find My Friends and Find My Phone. They have merged the two into one, so it's called Find My.
Find My.
And now if you just do one finger double tap here.
Find My. Angela Dumville. Independence. MO.
All right, so it shows my first person, and obviously we are in the People tab, which is the bottom left.
Selected. People. Tab. One of three.
As you can hear for yourself, that is one of three tabs along the bottom. So People is now what formerly known as Find My Friends. If you double tap that, you'll be able to find all your friends. Now to the right of this.
Devices. Tab. Two of.
It's your devices. That's where you what's formerly known as Find My Phone, but this is on steroids, which is really cool. If you double tap this, if you are looking for a particular device, it will show you everything. Oh my gosh. For example, it'll show my phone. It will show my watch. It will show my MacBook. It will find my iPad, everything. And if you're on family sharing, it will even show all the devices for your family. And then lastly, at the bottom right,
me. Tab 3 of 3
is your me tab that will give you your location and a little bit about yourself. So that is the new Find My app. Personal hotspot has changed a little bit for you. So if you have been using personal hotspots for your family, this is something that is for you. I like this feature because as I use hotspot while we're on the road during vacation. So you go under settings, go to personal hotspots,
personal hotspot heading.
And from here, we're going to go down to where it says family sharing.
Family sharing button.
This is a new option called family sharing. This is a beautiful new automation to make things easier so you can log into a personal hotspot automatically. Instead of having to manually enter the password each and every time you want to use a hotspot. So if I turn my hotspot on and I have family sharing on, so let's double tap here.
Family sharing on.
And I will go to my family that is set to on. Go to the right.
Angela Dumville. Ask for approval button.
Right now it's ask for approval. But if I do this, one finger double tap.
Selected. Ask for approval.
And go to the right.
Automatic.
I can set that automatic. So as soon as I double tap automatic, the next time she wants to use my personal hotspot, she just turns it on and boom. If my hotspot is available, it will join automatically without asking for a password. So this makes it so much easier, and it will auto-join automatically for your family. Now, when an app will request for permission for location, it's going to show a little bit different. Now, the annoying thing about it is that when you first install a new, brand new app for the very first time, and I want to use your location, it's only going to give you two options. Use it once or only when the app is on. It doesn't give you the option to do always. So go ahead and just select whatever you want for that moment. And then you'll have to go back into the settings and go into privacy and then go to location and go to the app in question. So for example here,
Apple Store requested.
So this Apple Store is one that I want to go to. So double tap here.
Allow location access heading.
And go to the right.
Never.
You have the option to say never.
Ask next time.
Ask once, ask next time, which is the one you're going to hear when it prompts for you for the very first time.
Selected while using the app.
While using the app. And then lastly,
always
is the always. So you'll have to come in here and select always. If you want the app to be always using your location, even in the background, this is for your protection. That's why they're doing this. So that way it doesn't run in the background without you not knowing that it's using your location at all time. So that's why they only give you the two options. If you do trust the app, just come in here and select always. The Mail app received quite a few new features. Let me show you some of the new features that you can find within Mail.
Calling boxes.
Let's just take a thread. If you have a thread going on, you can now mute within the thread. So let me show you that.
Michael Hansen, Apple Vis editorial team.
So here's Michael Hance, for example. So I'm going to swipe down.
Expand thread.
To expand.
More. Expand thread.
To more.
More.
And double tap on more.
Reply button.
And we're going to find mute.
Mute button.
There's a mute. You can now mute yourself from a thread so you don't get notified anymore. Now let's take a particular mail. I want to block a particular person. You can now block someone. So you just open up the mail of question.
From David Goodwin.
So here's David Goodwin. And I double tap on him.
Done button.
And one of the new options is to block the person.
Block this contact.
And if you want to block that contact from ever emailing you again, just one finger double tap that, and that will block that person. You have more formatting options you can do with mail. So if you compose a new message.
Compose button 2. Text field.
Open up a new compose. Now if you go into the body itself.
Subject. Text message body. Sent from my iPhone.
Tap.
Text insertion point at end.
Now you can swipe a couple times to get to expand tools.
iPhone. Expand toolbar. Button.
And double tap.
Expand toolbar. Insert drawing. Button.
And now you have the option to format.
Text format. Button.
There's a text format.
Message body. Text field. Sent from my iPhone. Format. Heading. Mark. Button. Bold. Button. Italic. But underline. But strike through. Default font. Button. Decrease font size. Increase font size. Text color. Black. Numbered list. Button. Bulleted list. But left justified. Center justified. Right justified. Decrease quote level. But increase quote level. But indent left. Button. Indent right. Button.
And those are all the new format you can do within mail. Now it gives you a full, rich environment. Now if I want to reply to somebody, I'm going to show you something that's new.
David Goodwin. Re-ample.
Let's take David Goodwin again here.
Message 1 of 3. Collapsed.
Let's go to the bottom.
See more. Button.
You have the see more option and go left.
More actions. Button.
You have the more action. So they took away all your reply to all forward out, and you have to go to the more action now.
Reply button.
Now you have the option to reply.
Reply all. Forward. Trash. Button.
And etc. So that is what's new in the mail app. You are now able to share name and photos with your other iMessage friends. So this is for Apple iMessage only. So if you text one another using message, you can now share name and profile. So let me show you how to do that. You go under settings, go under messages.
Messages, heading.
And from here, we're going to swipe to the right until you get to the share name and photo button.
Share name and photo, not sharing button.
Right now it's not shared.
Choose whether to share the name and photo on your iCloud account when sending messages.
There you go. So that's self-explanatory. So let's go up.
Share name and photo.
And
not
double
sharing.
Tap.
Share name. Create your Memoji. Heading.
And then you go through the process of a wizard that you can set up your name and photo. And that will, each time you send someone a text, they will see your name along with your profile. It makes it a little more personable with each other, with friends and family. This is a long time overdue. You can now have nested folders, means that you can have folders within folders. Yes, you can do it without tweaks or any kind of jailbreak. So I have two folders. I have one called entertainment and one called games. I want to put the games folder into the entertainment folder. I'll show you how to do this real quick.
Games folder.
There's a games folder. You just swipe up until you get to the edit mode.
Edit mode. Started editing. Drag games folder.
Now I'm going to drag the game folder.
Entertainment folder is editing. 5 apps.
And here I am. I am on the entertainment folder. I'm going to swipe up now.
Add games to entertainment folder.
There you go. Now I can add games into entertainment and double tap. And voila. Now my games folder is within the entertainment folder. So you have the nested folders. You can now request for radio station from Siri. No, you don't have to have an Apple Music subscription or anything. So if you have a local radio station that you like and you want to listen to, you can just ask her to play that radio station. So I have a local station called 101 The Fox, which is the Kansas City local area. So I'm just going to ask her, play 101 The Fox.
Okay, playing 101 The Fox.
And there we go. So now you have the Fox radio station playing. So you can now call for any local radio station by calling by its call sign and the radio station's name. So Safari got quite a bit of an update. Let me show you a few things here. Let's go under settings first. So if you go under settings and go to Safari.
Safari, heading.
And we're going to swipe down until we get to the new item called downloads.
Downloads, iCloud Drive, button.
You can now download things from Safari. So this is where you can go to the settings and tell it where you want to download it to. So if I double tap here.
Store downloaded files on Safari, back button.
You tell it where you want to store the downloads. So when you download some from Safari, where is it going to put it? So I'm going to go to the right here.
Downloads, heading, selected, iCloud Drive, downloads.
So I have selected my iCloud, so everything will go directly to my iCloud or...
on my iPhone.
You can keep it on your iPhone there.
Other.
Other is specifically you can tell it exactly where to store within your iPhone or on your iCloud itself. So I have it designated to a particular folder on my iCloud. So let's go back out of here.
Safari, back button, Safari.
And we're going to swipe to the right until we get to the next new feature called Closed Tabs.
Closed Tabs. After
this is one of my favorite. If you are one of the use Safari on a daily basis and you have all these tabs open, right? I want to be able to close them automatically. Yes. So right now it's set for one day. So if you double tap this.
Manually.
And you get the option of doing it manually.
Selected. After one day.
Close it one day.
After one week. After one month.
And after one month.
Safari. Back button.
Let's go back out of here.
Safari. Close tabs. After one day. Button. Allow Safari to automatically close tabs that haven't recently been viewed.
Exactly. So now you can have it, all the tabs automatically close. Also within the settings, you can go to the option where you can set default settings for a web page.
Settings for websites. Heading.
So if you want something that's default and it happened all the time, you can come in here and change it the way you do it. So let's give you some of the options they have available.
Page zoom button.
If you want to be able to zoom automatically each time you go into a page, you can define that.
Request desktop website. Button.
Request desktop or remote. So here I have it set to desktop mode instead of mobile view. So every time I open it, it goes directly to desktop. If you don't like that, you double tap here and go back to mobile.
Reader button.
You have the reader options. So if you want to view the reader on automatically, so that will set this to on or off.
Content blockers button.
Option to block contents on the fly. If you have a content blocker app that you have installed, you can have that defined as well. So you can say, I don't want it on every time, or I want it on all the time.
Camera button.
Camera location. This is when it asks for permission to use camera. Yes, some sites will ask or use before it will allow, it will just automatically use your camera without your consent. Now you can set this to say off. And so when it asks permission, it's going to have to ask for it, or I could just put on off, say, don't ever ask me again. And I don't ever want camera access to be on.
Microphone button.
Same thing with a microphone. You can have description. So if the site requests for a microphone, I can have it automatically set to no or yes.
Location button.
Location permission as well. Some site will ask for your location so they can give you specific weather or information based on your area. It now has to ask that if it can retrieve your location information, so I can have that default. And that is it for the settings. Now let's go into Safari itself.
Safari.
And we'll open up here.
Format reader available.
All right, so now I'm going to show you something here. Top left.
Format options button.
It's a format option. Let me double tap that.
Page scale, 100%.
Now you can define per website. So every site you go to now remembers the format. There's tons of different things you can do here. And this is based on site by site. So this is different than the settings. Settings is a global thing, and it does it for a kind of an umbrella for all the changes for all the website. Or you can define per website that you go to and I'll remember it. So that here's the page scaling. If you like to scale this down, you can do that.
Show reader view button.
Show the reader view.
Hide toolbar button.
You can hide the toolbars.
Request mobile website button.
Exactly. Right now it's pulling the desktop site. If you just want to request for the mobile for this location, for this site only. Remember, all this is just for this site that I'm at.
Turn off content blockers button. Website settings button.
And the various website settings. So get out of here.
Address, aplevis.com.
And that it will be based on that site. So if I go like to Google, for example, or Facebook, I can go to the top left where the format option is, and you can define what you want into that site. Pretty cool. Lots of new stuff within Safari. There's been some new changes to the screen time page itself under settings. So if you go under settings and go to screen time
heading,
you will now get presented a few things. It kind of reminds me a little bit of the new battery feature that we just covered. Let me show you a couple of things. I'm going to go to the right here.
Mickey iPhone heading.
It tells you what device you're on, and go to the right.
Daily average, 3 hours. September 1st, 5 hours, 16 minutes.
Obviously, my hours have been ticked up because I've been doing a lot of podcasts on what you can expect in iOS 13. But now that you know how many hours or minutes that you've been on your device, now check this out. Very similar to battery. When you swipe up now.
Describe chart.
You can have a describe the chart. So I'll go one finger double tap this.
Time versus usage. The pitch of a tone represents usage in the range 0 hours to 5.28 hours. And tones will play from time 0 day to 4 day.
Correct. So we will hear this tone eventually here. So I'm going to get to that. So we're going to continue to swipe up.
Summarize numerical data.
So let's have it summarized here. One finger double tap.
Minimum usage of 0.30778 with time 3. Maximum usage of 5.28 with time 0. Mean usage 3.3467.
So it gives me the average of what my low one and my highest uses in a day. And it gives me a median, which is kind of cool. So swipe up.
Describe data series.
All right. Double tap.
Decreasing, linear, moderate association, no outliers.
So it's decreasing. My screen time for today has decreased over a standard general time from previous day. And then the last one.
Play audiograph.
It'll play the audiograph. That will determine lots of tones based on activities I've used. So let's try it.
Complete.
There you go. So you can hear it was high, then a little bit lower, and then obviously today was really low, so it gave you the low tone. There's one more new thing that you will find within screen time. Let me show you this one too.
Share across devices. Off.
Ah, you can now share this across all devices. This is a really neat feature. So if you want to share what you've done on your Mac or your iPad or whatever have not, you can turn this option on. So that's also a new feature. So there are some new things you can find in screen time. Your shared sheet has changed a little bit as well. And now it has a little bit more information on there. Let me show you something here.
Share button.
I'm going to do a share here.
Oh, share.
Now I'm sharing this among an app called Newsify. Now if I swipe to the right until I get to shared sheets.
Share sheet button.
And do a one finger double tap on shared sheets.
News, yahoo.com, heading.
Now you're going to have people on the shared sheets before you get to other options. So here, let's give you a listen here.
Angela Donville, Riley Donville, Zach Donville, message it.
So those are all the people that I can text to, so I can share among people now, along with the different options like the usual suspect.
AirDrop, button, messages, mail, button.
And you will also find any share shortcuts, if you have made any, that will show up in here as well. So that is the new share sheets changes that you will find. There's a new setting within the phone setting. So if you go under settings and go to phone.
Phone, heading.
And from here, if you swipe all the way down to silence unknown callers.
Silence unknown callers, off.
This new little gem is a wonderful new feature that allows you, if you turn this item on, anybody that's not in your contact list will now be directed towards your voicemail automatically. So your phone won't even ring at all. This is a nice feature. This is not part of the do not disturb or anything like this. This is at any time that somebody tries to call that's not in your contact list will go straight to voicemail, thus will eliminate any scams and unwanted calls that you want. Now we're getting down to the last part of the cast. I'm just going to quickly just do a list of just mentions without actually doing hands-on demonstration. For example, the Reminder app has under an extensive redesign. You will find many different new features from list to comprehensive, customizable items to being able to share, and a loads of other things. Shortcuts has received some nice updates, including like dark mode and other things you can now control. If you have Apple Music, there's a nice feature where if you're trying to add a song to a playlist, it will let you know that particular song has already been assigned to that playlist. For the security hounds, especially internet and Wi-Fi nuts, WPA3, that may be a jargon for those that may not understand that. WPA3 is a type of connection that you can have with the Wi-Fi, so it now supports the latest and greatest WPA3 security. AirPod users can now use a great feature of audio sharing with other people, so you can have two people with AirPods watching the same movie now. Bookhounds would like the book app. You can now have reading goals, and you can set that up for those bookworms. Maps receives a pretty good update. You now get real-time transit info, and keep in mind that this will slowly roll out to different cities, so it's not going to be available on day one. In 13.0, you won't be able to share your ETA with people quite yet, but in 13.1, you will. And for those flight junkies, you can now check your flight status on Apple Map. And lastly, for Apple Maps, they have done improvements on spoken directions. You will notice that quite a bit. It is a nice touch. I love that. I have not seen this quite yet myself, but it is going to be coming out. When you go to websites, you will be able to sign in with the new Apple alias and their security, rather than having to use a Google or Facebook to sign in with. So this will happen on websites and on particular apps. Also, new aliases. So if you don't want to use your email, you can create a new alias email on the fly that we'll use instead. And then you can just simply trash it or delete it when you don't want that particular email anymore. In App Store, you are presented a pop-up if you try to delete an app that you have an active subscription to. It will alert you to say, hey, you still have an in-app subscription with this. Are you sure you want to delete this app? In Safari, you are now given the option when you export to shared website in PDF format. And you can also do screenshots, not just the first screen that you see, but all the pages that may fit in previous iOS. NFC tag is coming. We don't know a whole lot on this. This is something I'm looking a lot towards too. This is more like the tiles and being able to create your own NFC tags. This is something to watch closely. You will notice a faster facial recognition with Face ID is 30% faster. Apps download are now 50% smaller, so you'll be able to load those more quickly. Apps updates are 60% smaller, also meaning that it will be quicker to download and update previous apps. And because the file size is small, you will notice that 2x faster loading. And so with that, those are some of the features that we wanted to present to you. Obviously, as you explore on your own throughout iOS 13, you're going to find many more features that we did not cover in this cast. Now, as always, please do share other tips and features that you found that other people might be interested in. Just come to applevids.com, find a particular blog or this particular podcast, and put down some of the suggestions and features that you liked about iOS 13 that others can read. All right, well, that's going to do. Until next time, goodbye.